Tonight, hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. It was certainly a weekend to remember fallen heroes and people who are currently serving and people who have given so much to this country and kept us free and safe, let's face it, and were willing to risk it all, even when they didn't have to. You think of guys even like Pat Tillman, a professional football player. No reason Tillman had to jump into Iraq. No reason he had to put himself in harm's way, but he thought it was his duty. He knew that he had something inside him that said, I gotta go. I gotta do something about 9/11. And for me, it's to get into this war and to be a part of this and to let my colors, my true colors, really fly. And so many people felt the same way and still feel the same way, and that is why they have invested so much of their life in the military. So Mitt Romney, who is running for president, was in San Diego, and he warned that, hey, our world's not safe. And he talked about the upcoming election and that we need a strong America, and talked about what you would think he would talk about as far as veterans are concerned and people who have served in our military. He was tag-teaming this event with Senator John McCain, who's been around Romney a lot lately, prompting a few insiders to say, oh, McCain's going to be the VP. No way. Fat chance of that. I'd walk naked to New Jersey if McCain was the guy. I don't think so. In fact, Romney even had a meeting with a new senator, Senator Rand Paul. Many of you know him. We've had him on the show several times, and you like him. I don't know if that means anything. There were a lot of rumors flying around that. But McCain was the guy who was at the Veterans Museum and Memorial Center in San Diego with Romney. There was about 5,000 people. It's probably one of the biggest crowds that Romney's spoken to. Not where he's given a concession speech, but just been out there talking to people. This was probably one of his bigger crowds. And people were screaming for him and all that stuff. And he was introduced as a friend of veterans and someone we hope will be the next commander-in-chief. And then there was a Gallup poll that was released on Monday that showed that Romney had a 28-point lead over President Obama among veterans. So 58% to Obama's 34%. Here's what happened, though, when McCain was up and was speaking, because the Arizona senator spoke before Romney. Check out what a protester did.
Jerk.
All right, you gotta love that. That's McCain when he's had enough. Jerk! He just moved on and just said, I'm here to be with a great friend, and blah, 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 went on from there. And it was just one of those hecklers screaming some things out about the war and whatever. But, you know, he's used to that. He's used to what can happen when you're out there speaking, and he's not even the guy that's running this time around. No, instead it's somebody else. He's just out there stumping. So how about that? Romney getting a lead with the veterans, for whatever that's worth, and it's not a shock. It's certainly not a surprise. In the meantime, while the president is at Arlington and he's at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., and Romney's off in San Diego, and there are just hundreds of people recognizing Memorial Day, there's this situation in Syria. Russia is condemning Syria, is condemning the situation of what's happening in Syria and pointing blame and saying the Syrian government is the main responsibility. It's Assad. The reason for these atrocities are because of the guy who's in charge. So the foreign minister had, Sergei Larionov, had no problem saying what he thought, just slamming Assad. 108 people were killed. A lot of them were children. They were just slaughtered. Houses were blown up. That kind of thing that we're seeing coming out of that country. And the United States is very much now in the spotlight on what's going to happen next. Russia is warning Assad that he needs to take charge or lose Russia's support, because that's been a little bit of a protection for the Syrian government during this uprising. It's been over a year and a half, and now Russia is pretty critical of what's happening in Damascus, and Sergei Lavrov's comments were pretty strong. So what does that mean? There's been dead bodies in the streets for 15 months. 15 months. And the United States hasn't done anything at this point. The UN Security Council blamed Syrian forces for the tank shelling of the residential houses and whatnot, but they didn't say who was responsible for the close-range shooting deaths. I mean, they went up to kids' heads and just pulled the trigger, blew their brains out of the back of their heads in front of their families. Just really sick, twisted stuff. So the Syrian government is saying that soldiers were attacked in their bases and fought back in self-defense without leaving their bases, and that's all they know, blah, blah, blah. So will the United States step into this? You have David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, you have the French President Francois Hollande, who were talking over the weekend and said that they want to work with Russia to resolve the crisis in Syria, and they want to act together to do what they can. But yet the U.S. and so many others are really not involved in this. 9,000 people have died. 9,000 people have died since this started a year and a half ago. A lot of kids, a lot of women. What do you think? Should we be involved in Syria? Should we get into the middle of this, even if it's messy and awful and puts us yet in another position where we're stuck because we do not have tons of bailout money? Is it time to say, ah, screw it? You know what? We're the nation that defends the helpless, the poor, and the people who can't do it, so we're already all over the sands of the Middle East, so we're going to jump right in to the middle of this. We're going to figure out what we have to do. We're going to say Assad needs to go and figure it out from there. I don't think we're going to see that happen, but I think that there's debate about what happens when eventually it gets to the point where it's so hard to completely turn a blind eye to this other than saying a couple of things about how atrocious it is and what needs to happen and that kind of stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to mix it up with a few interesting things, including We Can Count. You can be a part of the show simply by dialing these digits, by the way, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Good day. This is Peter Crouch, novel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The holiday version of it. How about this? Very, very strange. A Texas 11th grade honor student who works two jobs to support her family landed in jail for missing class. Are you kidding me? The story gets even more convoluted as you go through. I mean, I just originally saw the headline. I thought, well, of course, like anything else, there has to be more to this story than I'm getting here from some salacious headline. But what the story is Diane Tran, who's 17 years old, is definitely an honor student at a school near Houston, had to go to jail for 24 hours. How many days did she miss? State law permits 10 absences in a six-month period, okay? So she works full-time at a dry cleaning business, part-time at a wedding planner's. She's been supporting her brother, her sister, since her parents separated. Her mother moved away. Her father works too late to come home. So you get the picture here, right? This kid is busting her rump. And she's a straight-A student. So she's exhausted. She sometimes oversleeps because of her work schedule. She missed some classes. And the judge said he wanted to make an example of the girl, that you can't cut classes, and said if you let one run loose, what are you going to do with the rest of them, let them go too? Are you kidding me? Does he know anything about her background? Obviously not. She's killing herself to keep her family together because these kids don't have anybody. And she's doing it. She's doing it to her detriment, but she's doing it and still getting the grades, whether she's there or not. I mean, whether she's there for every single class, she's acing the test. She's smart. She gets it. I think this is bogus. of all the kids to beat up on. And I'm sure there are lots of truancy problems in lots of different areas with lots of different types of kids and situations. Boy, he picked the wrong one to pick out. I hope more people jump on this. Judge Moriarty is his name, for what he did here, because there are so many other people they could have picked out of the bunch than her. Did he know anything about her background? All right, a German 16-year-old has become the first person to solve a math problem posed by Sir Isaac Newton more than 300 years ago. Sheree Arai worked out how to calculate the exact path of a projectile under gravity and subject to air resistance. Are you kidding me? The teen from India said he solved the problem that he had stumped mathematicians for centuries, while he was simply working on a school project. So he got a research award for what he did. He's been labeled a genius by the German media, and he says it's just curiosity and schoolboy smarts. And he was naive. He had no solution. He said there was no harm in trying. See that? There is something to it. When you hold on to something so tightly, I've got to do it, I'm going to be the one. So all these people are saying that. All these smart people with big-time degrees are saying that. And a kid comes along and he solves it. Because why? He's not thinking of himself in those terms. He's just saying, oh, whatever, I'll try it. It looks interesting. Why shouldn't I try it? So he solved it. Pretty crazy. Newton posed this problem how long ago? And he was able to solve the riddle. An Air Canada jet that was headed for Japan, luckily, landed safely where? In Toronto. An engine shut down as it took off from Pearson International Airport. An Air Canada spokesperson said that there were no injuries. There were 318 passengers, 16 crew. It was a Boeing 777. He says the crew requested an emergency landing after taking off on Monday afternoon. The plane landed normally with one engine. But what shut the engine down? I think if you're on a plane, and even if you're in a hurry and you really want to get to your destination, if an engine is shut down and you're turning around, I think there's that moment where you say, okay, you just surrender to what's happening. Okay, they're turning around. I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to let it go, and I'm not going to be a pest, and I'm not going to be demanding. Let it go. Jump on the next flight. They'll get me there, and I'm just going to live with it for now instead of protesting, screaming, yelling, and demanding to know why wasn't this discovered before, why a million reasons. And that's what happened. Nobody had a problem with them turning around. We moved from Canada to New Jersey. A New Jersey woman admitted making and streaming child porn. Boy, I have, no use for these bottom feeders when it comes to children and the whole porn thing. It's you want to talk about sickening. So the New Jersey woman admitted to sexually assaulting a five-year-old she was babysitting and putting a video of the assault on the internet. A 33-year-old, her name's Jennifer Mahoney, and she pleaded guilty in a courtroom to what the charge was, sexual exploitation of a child. Let's hope they nail her to the wall. 15 to 30 years when she's sentenced in August, and then she has to pay restitution to the victim. So she'd been charged with two counts of sexual exploitation of a kid. And, there's no words for this. They had three pornographic videos showing assaults on children, and the assaults were found on another bottom feeder's computer all the way in Austin, Texas. So he was charged and has been in custody since December after they saw those pornographic videos with the assaults on the kids, because he was he had them on his one of his accounts or something. It led them to him, so they were able to knock it down. And, you know, this woman admitted to abusing the girl that was in the video on a separate occasion, recording the abuse on a camera phone and emailing the video to at least one other person. Boy, how low can you go? I have no words. There's absolutely nothing else I can say about it. Just absolutely awful. All right, we can count. Sometimes takes a funny twist, serious twist, and just really a news twist. It is about the numbers. If you just tuned in, that's what we can count is. How about this naked man who bit the face and eyes of another guy? This is Miami during an attack over the weekend. 31-year-old Rudy Eugene is his name. He had a history of violence. Sounds like a movie title. And according to his wife, that's the deal. The ex-wife wasn't named, but they had a short marriage that lasted a year and a half. And after a year and a half, I guess all was not well in his world. She left the marriage because he was violent, she said, and she hadn't been in contact with him for, you know, 3-4 years. So he was shot dead by the police who arrived and saw him taking bites out of another man's face. Oh, my. Ooh. He had pieces of flesh in his mouth. Whew. And this is a situation where they were divorced since 2007. So was he stalking or what? For the victim who was bit that way, critical condition, 75% to 85% of his face is missing. Missing! That's like a cannibalistic attack. It's not like. It is a cannibalistic attack. Oh, that's awful. Awful, awful, awful. All right, one last one for you that you can appreciate real quick. A New York City lingerie shop actually fired a woman for being too hot. Are you kidding? Isn't that the idea with lingerie? 29-year-old New Jersey woman says the managers at the shop where she was working in New York told her to tape down her boobs. Then they fired her because she was too sexy for the office. She said she was completely shocked because she thought, after all, that's what she was selling. So guess who her lawyer is? Gloria Allred. Enough said.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbons. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
Hey, coming up on America Tonight, the Daily Salute. We're still kind of remembering Memorial Day, talking about Syria and the Russians saying, hey, you know, we might back out of this thing with Assad. We're going to be backing up this current figurehead at this point, and what is the U.S. going to do? You have over 9,000 people dead in a year and a half. The French and the British are talking about amping out, maybe, or amping up. My pal at the Pentagon says no way, no how right now. What do you say? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're kind of talking about a hodgepodge of things. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Oh, I'm having a good Memorial Day.
Yay!
Yeah, you know, it's funny how we don't hear anything from Iraq. You know, Iraq's be now, you know, all standing up on its own, a fortress of democracy, you know. But they have not said a single thing about Syria. And, matter of fact, I don't hear anybody really doing anything in the Arab world except sending peacekeepers that run away when the first shelling starts.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe they're waiting for that election in Egypt to turn out.
That's right. There you go. Absolutely. Connect the dots. Yeah.
And, if the Egyptian people, you know, select, a hardline Sharia law, Muslim Brotherhood guy, and they've already selected 75% of their legislature that way. That's going to send a message. And, the Russians are not going to be too happy. The Turks are not going to be too happy. Well, I don't know about the Turks. But I would expect, you might want to check with the Pentagon friends on this, but I would expect the Jordanian special forces to be gearing up for something in Syria pretty soon.
Yeah, they have to be worried.
Yeah, well, you know, they get they've had a lot of good training. They try and stay on a decent, you know, relationship with Israel. And they were pretty helpful in finding some people in Iraq back in the pleasantness. So let's see what happens. But I think everybody's waiting for that Egyptian thing to work out. And then we're going to see. Well, the question is, what's going to happen? You think, you know, what do you think is going to happen if the Muslim Brotherhood takes over Egypt? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a disaster. I don't trust the Muslim Brotherhood. Are you kidding me? You know, the last Prime Minister, Mubarak, looked terrible to some. He's run off, right? So now you've got fires being set all over the place. This is a historic vote, without a doubt. But you've got this you have protesters all over the place. It's just been that run amok for the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood's guy is Mohammed Mursi. He's at least one of them, certainly. He's the main guy. I don't trust the whole Muslim Brotherhood thing at all.
I'd say that the Israelis are going to have a very strong vote in whatever happens, especially if the Muslim Brotherhood wins in Egypt. Then we're going to have to listen to whatever they want to do, because we won't be able to calm them down, because yeah. Then they'll have to stay on one side, Egypt on the other, and who knows, maybe we'll have to raise the gas prices to help our Arab brothers out.
Oh, let's hope not. Tomas, thanks for the call. Yeah, especially when we finally have seen gas dip down to, what, I don't know, 329, 320, I guess, depending on where you are. No, it's very troublesome. That's the thing. Muslim Brotherhood. What is the Muslim Brotherhood? We've had Jeff Atticott on so many times to talk about that. What does it mean? What does it mean for that country? But in general, what is the Muslim Brotherhood? What kind of a government do you get from a Muslim Brotherhood? You get an Islamic movement. You get a movement riddled with, I think, people certainly in some of the ranks that like the ideas that Al-Qaeda is pushing forward. I mean, come on, give me a break here. So where's the middle ground? The Brotherhood is dangerous. It's the big X factor, and sadly, they're grabbing a hold, and, you know, this may be theirs. Musari appeals to Egyptians who believe the Islamists are best qualified to reform a state that was corrupted, they say, by Mubarak, all the money that he took. So I would think of the Brotherhood and the others who are out there running, man, if you had a menu, this would be my last choice on the menu, honestly. What do we know about the Muslim Brotherhood? What do we really, really know? What we know is, what we know is that it's not good. For as much as Mubarak obviously caused at the end, nobody was worried about Mubarak. The United States was giving money to Egypt, lots of money to Egypt. In fact, still is. Waiting to see what happens to get the Egypt wants that money. And Israel was happy because, guess what? Israel didn't have to worry with Mubarak there. Now they're concerned. Yeah, I'd say I wouldn't want the Muslim Brotherhood, if I was living in Egypt, to come in, especially as a woman. That would be the last thing you'd want to see there. Absolutely. And what happens to OPEC's power? What happens as in the United States? We see that, you know what, there is a little bit of pop in the oil business. We've had Saul Albom on the show, and he used to work in the oil business, and he and I are always talking about that. And what we're seeing is that now there finally is some more oil and gas that's being produced. Well, we certainly know in Canada and the tar fields in Alberta and the fracking in North Dakota and Texas, they're doing a lot of fracking too. In fact, the Barnett Shale, they're on the air all over the place in the state of Texas to tell you how great they are and fracking's okay and all that kind of stuff. And then what's going to happen with the Keystone Pipeline? It's not approved. There's been certainly obstruction and moguls and potholes and everything else for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. And we haven't seen in Alaska the Anwar open for production at all. So we've got major roadblocks that are stopping what could be a serious break from the little bit that we need from OPEC, because we're not dependent completely at all on the Saudis, but we're dependent enough. We're dependent enough. And this whole idea of the alternative stuff, the wind, the president was talking about that last week, solar, it's just not realistic at all at this point. First of all, everybody craves fossil fuels. Nobody is rushing to grab solar and wind, frankly, because it's unaffordable, number one, completely unaffordable. So are we seeing that we're a shift in what's happening in the United States? Are we finally seeing a little bit of a breakthrough because of a couple of things that I mentioned, especially North Dakota and especially the fracking, all the things that are happening with fracking because we haven't been able to drill the way we could have drilled? And I'll tell you what, the least energy dependent we are on Saudi Arabia and the pull to the Middle East is that much better for all of us in this country. You talk about Memorial Day and honoring the fallen soldiers, the people who are serving and whatnot, but I guess memorial is typically the people who have given their lives, but I still think to the people who are giving their lives and putting it on the line right now. And what is the situation, and what was it in Iraq? What is the situation in Afghanistan? And to me, I don't see how we can't get out of eventually the Middle East as, you know, sooner rather than later. And not being involved with the Saudis and really focusing and drilling our own, to me, is that much better. Let the Saudis, who have raked in the cash, deal with everybody else. And not have any kind of a stranglehold on us whatsoever. Can you imagine? It's like this embargo or playing with Iran and trying to cut Iran off. We could fully cut Iran off, I think, if that were the situation. If that were the situation, would be complete brilliance to me. All right, coming up on America Tonight, I said we would do the daily salute, and we have a great daily salute for you. I'm just going to give you a hint. When you were in school, were you a good speller? Did you have to do that thing that I had to do where you had the paper and you had to cut it? And you know what? You had to fold it in half, and on one side you had to write down. They'd say the words. You had to write down all the words, and then you'd get at the top X's or O's or A's or B's or whatever. They would cross off what was spelled wrong. And I think because of the computer age that we live in, some kids growing up, spelling isn't that big of a deal. In fact, spelling isn't in most schools. Spelling isn't part of the curriculum. Maybe learning alphabets and that stuff on the younger years. But spelling isn't what it once was because the focus is on other things computer related. There is, after all, spell check. That's my hint. The Daily Salute, it goes out next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In 1965, this is the sound. Commission's down. One more time, one more time, one more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and take your fantasy. And your fantasy is fine for you. Papa's got a brand new bag.
So how about it? Are you smarter than a 6-year-old? Welcome back to America Tonight. As promised, talking about the spelling thing. How many of you are good spellers out there? Do you? A lot of people don't want to look things up. They don't want to Google it. They go to an old-fashioned dictionary. But you can go to dictionary.com, by the way. All right, 6-year-old, youngest person to ever qualify for the National Spelling Bee. How about that? Lori Ann Madison is the little girl who is now going to compete with people that are really twice her age. She's one of 278 spellers qualifying for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And they say she's like a teenager in a 6-year-old body. Her brain understands things way ahead of her age. So she qualified for the spelling bee. That is huge. 6 years old, and she qualifies for the spelling bee. I think she qualifies for the Daily Salute already here on America Tonight. Woohoo! That was some applause. Lori Ann Madison, you go, girl. 6 years old. Her parents have to be bursting at the seams with pride. Yeah, she won. I mean, what happened is she spelled vaquero. How many of you, raise your hand, can you spell vaquero? Vaquero. Well, you're dumb. Vaquero is what this little girl spelled to win the regional B in Prince William County in March. She set a new standard, basically, new record for the kids in the National Spelling Bee's 87-year-old history. I knew how to spell Vaquero, by the way, partially because there's a big golf course by me called Vaquero. And because I comprende español, so I could have figured it out if for some reason I didn't remember it. But I did know that word. It's easy to get wrong, though. I can see how a lot of people would get it wrong. She got it right, though. Now she's in the big contest. She's had to sit through a bunch of interviews, and she says the interviews are boring. She doesn't want to do the interviews. She wants to go down to the creek and throw rocks and make them skip. But she's going to have to do more than that if she ends up winning this whole thing. And already she wants to be an astrobiologist, is what she's saying. You know, when you ask kids, what do you want to be? I want to be like my daddy. I want to be like my mommy. I want to have lots of kids. I want to be a teacher. I want to be an astronaut. I don't know. But specifically says she wants to be an astrobiologist. And the reason why is alien planets are new. But she thinks she can find some life forms if she gets ahead of the curve. All right, how about that? She had a couple of other words, too, words that are even crazier. I think Vaquero isn't hard compared to Sprakeful. Good luck trying to spell that. And in case you're wondering, no, I didn't know how to spell it. I don't know that many of you could spell it. I've never even heard someone use that word. I have heard of the word, but I've never heard it used in a sentence. And the way you spell it is Sprakegefehl. Oh, the worst. Spelling bees. I never even was in a spelling bee when I was a kid. I don't even know if we had them. I don't remember. I remember the spelling test, but I don't remember any kind of a spelling bee either. And there is a age limit, if you were wondering about that. You can't, after 15, you can't, that's it, once you've completed 8th grade. But there's no lower age limit, and she qualified. Nobody younger than 8 has qualified for the Nationals ever before. So you got to think that she has a great chance to win this. I wonder what the 15-year-olds would feel like when she kicks their butt. But she's only 6. You couldn't outspell a 6-year-old. Because, you know, you don't know the words. You're just guessing. You're just studying. You're shooting at darts. And I wonder if the 6-year-old, I wonder if they're spending any time with her and trying to get her primed for the contest. I'm going to say I think not. I think this kid just is like a sponge and absorbs things, and that's why she's such a good speller. She has a very unique gift, to say the least, to be that young and to be able to put it on the line that way and not even break a sweat, just to go through and be able to collect herself and be able to come up with that is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. All right, we want to hit a couple of quick things as we're heading for the final turn here on ATN. And one of them is to remind you, we've got the Belmont this week. Woohoo! The Belmont is the final leg of the Triple Crown. I'll have another. Has a chance to win the Triple Crown. If that horse does it, how exciting would that be? That would be 4 for 4, winning the Santa Anita Derby, going on to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and then, oh yes, in New York, the Belmont. Bodemeister on the heels of this horse the entire time. This could be the race that Bodemeister overtakes. I'll have another, but it's a very big deal, the fact that people are talking about a realistic shot at perhaps winning the Triple Crown. We haven't seen it done. I'm a fan of history since 1978. So we have our challenge on Thursday in our third hour. Mark this down. Write it on your hand. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. We'll give you the horses if you get them in the right order. And you get a trifecta, win, place, for show. You clean out the prize closet for ATN. That would be pretty exciting because we've got a lot of really cool things in there. And plus you'd have massive bragging rights. That happens Friday in our third hour on America Tonight. Don't have to know anything about horses. Just have to give a guess based on the numbers. And having said that, sometimes there's a thing called beginner luck, and you might have beginner's luck. If that's the case, then you want to make sure that you're playing. We have a lot of fun doing it, too. And this year has been a surprise. I'll have another surprise, people coming out of the 19th hole or 19th gate on the Kentucky Derby, so maybe this horse has some other kick in it to pull it around for this longest distance-wise race in New York. Let's hope, but we'll have fun playing the contest. Play our silly little reindeer games, and that's on Friday in our third hour, the Belmont contest. Also, speaking of contests, oh, please enter our America Tonight contest for a brand new iPhone. Who doesn't want that? And if you don't, you get $200 cash. Oh, so just get that manna from heaven found money in the mailbox. It is. It's called found money. People that have residuals or whatever, it's not part of what you're counting on, but then you get it. Ooh, maybe because somebody has to win. Maybe you'll be the winner. Maybe it'll be you sitting there listening to me in Kansas or Iowa or Indiana or New Jersey or Connecticut or Texas, wherever. Or Hattiesburg, Mississippi. You all would love it if you won $200 or you won the iPhone, because a lot of people have been talking about getting an iPhone, getting the upgrade, whatever it might be. Then you wouldn't have to worry about it because you would have the phone. But you could definitely take cash if you preferred cash. You like your flip phone, you like whatever it is that you're motoring around with. It's much more affordable. Then hey, take the cash, but you have to go to the website americatonight.net, and you'll see the icon for press 4. Just click on it and enter, and bada bing, you are in, my friends.
Idiot! It's simple!
What, are you kidding me?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic! This is great!